Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of bids meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the state of Louisiana from the Advocate Official Journal for the state of Louisiana and from respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 44076 through 44089 have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, Revised Statutes from 1950 as amended. There were no letters of protest for today's sale. One tract number 44089, will be recommended to be withdrawn at the nomination and tract committee meeting by the staff. All bids received on this tract will be returned unopened at the conclusion of today's board meeting. And we will proceed with the opening of the bids. Thank you.
Good morning. We received one bid on track 44076, advertised as 50 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $7,750. $7,750, or a per-acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $3,875. $3,875. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 44077, advertised as 53 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $8,215. $8,215, or a per acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $4,107.50. $4,107.50. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 44078, advertised as 36 acres, and the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Southwestern Energy Production Company. Southwestern Energy Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,580. $5,580, or a per-acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $2,790. $2,790. Royalties are 20%. We receive one bid on track 44079, advertised as 74 acres, and the bid is for a portion containing 0.669 acres. 0.669 acres. The bidder is JP Oil Company, LLC. JP Oil Company, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment $200.70. $200.70, or a per acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $100.35. $100.35. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44080. We did receive one bid on track 44081, advertised as 1,361 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 276 acres. 276 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $142,140. $142,140, or a per acre value of $515. Annual rentals are $71,760. $71,760. Royalties are 22%. We received three bids on track 44082, advertises 2,470 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 271.3 acres. 271.3 acres. The bidder is K Exploration Company. K Exploration Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $54,531.30. $54,531.30, or a per acre value of $201. Annual rentals are $27,265.85. $27,265.85. Royalties are 20.5%. The second bid on track 44082 is for a portion containing 103 acres. 103 acres. The bidder is K Exploration Company. K Exploration Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $20,703. $20,703, or a per acre value of $201. Annual rentals are $10,351.50. $10,351.50. Royalties are 20.5%. The third bid on track 44082 is for a portion containing 404 acres. 404 acres. The bidder is Oil Land Services, Inc. Oil Land Services, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $194,324. $194,324, or a per acre value of $481. Annual rentals are $97,162. $97,162. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44083, advertises 2,142 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 70 acres. 70 acres. The bidder is Swift Energy Operating LLC. Swift Energy Operating LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $27,843.90. $27,843.90, or a per acre value of $397.77. Annual rentals are $13,921.95. $13,921.95. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44084, advertised as 1,685 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 477 acres. 477 acres. The bidder is Swift Energy Operating LLC. Swift Energy Operating LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $189,736.29. $189,736.29, or a per acre value of $397.77. Annual rentals are $94,868.15. $94,868.15. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44085, advertises 2,490 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 1,539 acres. 1,539 acres. The bidder is Swift Energy Operating LLC. Swift Energy Operating LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $612,168.03. $612,168.03, or a per acre value of $397.77. Annual rentals are $306,084.02. $306,084.02. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44086 or 44087. We did receive one bid on track 44088, advertised as 57 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Fund Investments LLC. Fund Investments LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $8,550. $8,550. Or a per acre value of $150. Annual rentals are $4,275. $4,275. $275. Royalties are 25%. We are recommending that track 44089 be withdrawn from today's lease sale, and that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening of the bids meeting. The committee meeting will begin around 9:30. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Lease review will now be called into session. Mr. Segura? Here. Mr. Arnold? Mr. Bruyette? Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero? Mr. Lambert?
Here.
Mr. Martin?
Here.
Mr. Sanders? Mr. Klein? Mr. Height? We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting, and I designate Mr. Talbert and Mr. Bradbury to present the agenda, please.
Chairman Smith, members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,764 active leases cover nearly 730,000 acres. The G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 123 leases covering approximately 45,000 acres. And of the 123, there's one lease to discuss in more detail today. State Lease 1217, Beta Shane, Swift Energy Operating is our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on September 10, 2014. The board adopted the committee's recommendation that Swift Energy Operating meet with the staff prior to the October 8, 2014 meeting to discuss their plan of development on the lease. On October 1, 2014, Swift met with the staff and provided a thorough outline of their plan of development. Their plan to develop includes such items as continued workovers on wells determined to have recharged after several years of being shut in. In the last year, Swift has spent over $2.5 million on workovers. Several recompletions are planned in the field, including the Beta Shane Unit C number 8 well. The return of the number 8 well to production will increase productive acres to this lease. They provided a geologic framework of possible opportunities for deep subsalt gas plays around the dome, showed the basis for 4 drillable prospects, 3 gas and 1 oil, that Swift is attempting to market to partners. The merging and reprocessing of 6 seismic data sets enabling them to improve their seismic model of the subsurface geology. Staff is recommending accepting Swift's plan of development and that Swift be granted until October 9, 2015 to provide a status update on lease development and lease activity. Are there any questions? Lastly, on my part, we did issue to Sanchez Oil and Gas a no objection to a 29E waiver for a well, the state lease 21220 number 1 well.
Chairman Smith, members of the board, good morning. I have one matter to bring to your attention. There was a request by LLOG Exploration Company to qualify State Lease 2805 as commercially productive so they could make a shut-in payment to maintain the lease. The history behind this, LLOG drilled 3 wells, and they are unitized with portions of State Lease 2805. They've delayed testing these wells, perforating and testing these wells, because they didn't have production facilities or pipeline facilities in place. After they complete that, their plan is to mobilize the rig and finish the completion. The problem is they wouldn't be able to complete all this work prior to the end of the primary term, which is December 14th, 2014, or this year. The three wells were oil wells, and at the, I believe it was the September board meeting, the board amended the lease to provide for shut-in payments for oil wells. The staff recommends that we qualify the unitized portions of State Lease 2805 relative to these three wells, and that you permit under the what has been kind of an established practice, payment of a make a single shut-in payment to maintain the property, and also provide them the opportunity to make deferred development payments on this lease.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the board? Are there any public comments at this time? I need a motion and a second to accept and approve all the reports, rules, and recommendations by the staff. I have a motion from Mr. Lambert, second from Mr. Klein. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. I have a motion from Mr. Lambert, a second from Mr. Martin. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
All right. At this time, I'd like to call the Nomination and Track Committee meeting to order. I'll have a roll call. I'm here. Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Lambert? Mr. Morton? Mr. Smith? Mr. Klein? Mr. Hike. We have a quorum. At this time, I will appoint Emil Fontenot as my designee to present the agenda items.
Good morning, Mr. Segura, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 14 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish where the lands are located for today's lease sale. For the October 9, 2013 mineral lease sale, this office received 45 nominations for advertisement. Item B, the staff is recommending to withdraw track 44089 situated in St. Mary Parish, Louisiana, and to authorize and ratify the advertisement of said track for the November 12, 2014 lease sale. This track was improperly advertised. According to statute, we can advertise not more than 60 days and not less than 30 days for any tract for an upcoming lease sale. In this case, today makes the 29th day that it would have been advertised, and we would have not been within the statute. Therefore, we had to withdraw it from today's lease sale. What we did was, instead of waiting today and asking for authority to advertise for the January lease sale, we went ahead and we advertised it on October the 1st, giving us the sufficient amount of time to comply with statute so that we could get it on the November lease sale. And our recommendation is that you allow the tract to be withdrawn, authorize and ratify the advertisement of track 44089.
All right. Do we have any questions or discussion on that? Any public comment? I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the staff's recommendation to remove that or withdraw that item 44089 from the agenda, from the bid list.
Yes, sir.
Moved by Mr. Schutz, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? The motion carries.
The next item, 22 nominations were received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the December 10, 2014 lease sale and are pending approval by the board for advertising. For the December 11, 2013 mineral lease sale, this office received, coincidentally, another 45 nominations for advertisement. The track staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the December 10, 2014 lease sale.
All right. Any questions or discussion on that item? Any public comment? Do I have a motion to accept staff's recommendation? Moved by Mr. Hike, second by Mr. Klein. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries.
And Mrs. Segura, the final item for today's agenda is a request for the board's authority to advertise an exclusive geophysical agreement type 2 with minimum terms of $30 per acre for the seismic fee and a complete copy of the final processed geophysical data. Approximately there are 36,467 acres involved in this potential nomination. Staff recommends the board authorize the advertising of the aforementioned exclusive geophysical agreement.
Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? Do I have a motion to grant staff this authorization? Moved by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Lambert. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. That's it?
Yes, sir.
If there's no further business, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Lambert. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
All right. At this time, I'd like to call the Audit Committee meeting to order. We'll appoint Ms. Rachel Newman as our designee.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need to do a roll call. Myself, Mr. Arnold's not here. Mr. Bruyette? Mr. Schutz? Mr. Cadero? Mr. Lambert? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders? Mr. Smith? Mr. Klein? And Mr. Hike? We have a quorum. Excuse me, but we can continue now.
Item number one is a recruitment request from Alta Mesa Services, LP, for an overpayment in the amount of $32,065.35. State lease number involved is 743. For the month of February 2013, Alta Mesa paid royalties based on estimated volumes and values, which resulted in an overpayment of oil. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment and recommends that Alta Mesa Services, LP, be allowed to recoup this amount from future royalties.
Any questions or discussion on item one? Any public comment? If not, do I have a motion to accept the staff's recommendation for this overpayment? Recoupment, I mean. Moved by Mr. Lambert, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries.
Item number two is a recoupment request from MRC Energy Company for an overpayment of $68,003.64. State lease number is 20478. For the month of September 2013, MRC paid royalties based on estimated volumes, which resulted in an overpayment of gas. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment and recommends that MRC Energy Company be allowed to recoup this amount from future royalties.
Any questions on item two, recoupment? If not, any public comment? Do I have a motion to accept the staff's recommendation for the recoupment? Moved by Mr. Lambert, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed. Motion carries. Item three is?
Item number three is the staff report to the committee that the election for October 2014 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery Plant at La Rose and the C. Robin Plant at Henry per the terms of the State Tax Code Global Settlement Agreement.
Great. Thank you. There's no other questions or discussion. I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn the audit committee. Moved by Mr. Bruyette, second by Mr. Morton. Any public comment on that? All in favor? All opposed? The motion carries.
Thank you.
We are adjourned. Thank you. All right. Next is the Legal and Title Controversy Committee. I'd like to call that committee to order. Roll call is myself. Mr. Arnold
present.
Is here. Mr. Bruyette. Mr. Schutz,
here.
Mr. Cadero, Mr. Lambert, Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Smith, Mr. Klein, and Mr. Height. We have a quorum. I will designate Mr. Rick Heck and I guess Emil Fontenot assisting as to present the information to us.
Thank you. Good morning, board. Item number one is a request for final approval of lease amendments between the state and Energy 21 on several leases from 21-266 through 21-268 and State Lease 21-270 through 21-276 to increase the primary term from 3 to 5 years. What had happened is when these leases were originally bid, they're offshore leases which carry a 5-year primary term, and Energy 21 bid that put 3-year primary terms on them as a mistake. So the board preliminarily granted the additional years, 4 and 5 on these leases, for a payment of 50% of the rental payment for each of the 4th and 5th year. The preliminary amendment to these leases was granted at the July 11th lease sale, and the leases have been duly executed, properly advertised, and are on the docket as item 14-32, and the staff does recommend that the lease amendments be approved.
Any questions or discussion on that amendment?
I'll make a motion to approve.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Morton. Any public comment? Any questions or discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries.
Item number two is a request for final approval of 6 operating agreements between the state and QEP. This involves title disputed acreage, and it involves only the shallow rights to these 6 leases. The first one is between the State Wildlife and Fisheries and QEP for 20 acres. It is on the docket as item 14-33. The second one, again, is involving the State Wildlife and Fisheries and QEP. An operating agreement is on the docket as item, it involves 202 acres, is on the docket as item 14-34. Third item is, again, involving wildlife and fisheries. It involves 142 acres. It's on the docket as item 14-35. The fourth item is just between the state and QEP. It involves 70 acres. It's on the docket as item 14-36. Fifth item is between the state and QEP, involves 37 acres. It's on the docket as 14-37. The sixth item is between the state and QEP, involves 148 acres, and is on the docket as item 14-38. All of these, again, are title disputed acres, and these operating agreements will become effective on the settling of those title disputes. So the staff does recommend that all of these items, 14-33 through 14-38, be approved.
And they're all in Red River, and they That's have the correct. Same terms of the 22% in 20.
That's correct.
2.5% and increasing to 23.
That's correct.
Percent. Okay. They're all near each other, next to each other?
Yes, they are.
They're all.
Okay. Any questions or discussion for the staff?
Make a motion for final approval.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold. We have a second by Mr. Briap. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? Aye. All opposed? The motion carries. Item three.
The third item is just a report by the staff to the board on the procedures that will be implemented when there are title disputes and operating agreements are necessary. An escrow of funds for leases that are already there, an escrow of royalties need to be made. What you have been given, I think, in your packages is a model resolution that will be used, that the board will use, 2 model resolutions, one for setting aside the payment and escrowing the funds for a period of 90 days. The second one, if an extension needs to be made of that, then you have a model resolution for that as well, plus a set of steps in which the staff will follow in setting up any of these title disputed acreage. And that is a sort of a report. If you have any questions on the procedure, what we've been doing is in the past, it's been sort of haphazard as it's come up. But since we anticipate that there will be quite a few since the Haynesville Shale, when that comes back into play, we anticipate quite a few title disputes, and so we're setting up a procedure for that. Does the board have any questions?
Any questions from anyone?
No action needs to be taken at this time. Item number four is a request by GCER Onshore for an extension of 90 days to set up this title disputed acreage. They want to negotiate on, it was originally granted July the 9th. They were given time to escrow. The staff is recommending that the extension be given for 180 days or until April the 8th of 2015. And to give instead of coming back at each board meeting or each 3 months and extending it, we'd like to give them enough time right now to make sure we can negotiate. If nothing can be settled within that 180 days, then we'll go ahead and require them to file the necessary lawsuits. So the staff does recommend that they be granted 180 days to escrow the funds.
Right. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment?
I'll make a motion to approve.
A motion by Mr. Arnold to approve. We have a second by Ms. Bruya. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Item five.
Item number five is a request by LaBe to extend the primary terms of state leases 208-68 and 20869 for 6 months with an additional 6 months if needed. What happens is in this case they have a prospect, but it's going to take a while, longer than the usual primary term. And staff does recommend that an extension be granted for a full bonus and an increase of 0.5% in royalty for the 6 months. And if additional 6 months is needed, then they would pay an additional full bonus. The staff does recommend that LaBe be allowed to extend the primary term for those terms.
All right. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment?
No.
We have a motion to accept staff's recommendations.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Lambert. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Item six.
Item six is a request by Red Wolf Operating and BMR Oil and Gas to to negotiate an operating agreement on a tract within the Houston RASUM in Logansport Field in DeSoto Parish. This was unleased acreage, and they're asking for 90 days or until the operating agreement is negotiated and confected. And the staff does recommend that they that they be given 90 days. This tract be taken out of commerce for that 90 days or until the operating agreement is negotiated.
Right. Any questions or discussion on item six? Any public comment? Do you have a motion?
Motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Approve the staff's recommendation. Mr. Arnold makes that motion to approve. Second by Mr. Hike. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. We have seven. Four items now that are in executive session. So, yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. May I ask a question?
Yes. Were you asking a question before or seconding?
No, I'm asking, I'm asking a question. And my question is this. Does the department and or the board have any written policy that dictates the parameters, if you will, on extending the primary term of a lease?
We do.
In written policy. I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking.
Okay.
That's the one right there, isn't it?
We're, I'll answer that question, Mr. Hyde. Just check with Suzanne. We're not entirely sure. We have a practice that we've followed. We think it's in the policy and procedure manual, but Suzanne's going to check after the board meeting, and if not, we will make sure it's in there.
My thought is that each particular situation stands on its own and should be evaluated on its own.
Different.
Right?
Correct.
But in the same instance, there should be some type of guideline, I think, that a procedure, if you would, that should be followed, and that's the nature of my question.
Again, we'll if we don't have one, we'll set one up for a procedure for doing such. If there is title disputed acres, again, each title dispute has its own issues.
I understand that.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Next item is on the executive session.
Yeah. Items 7 through 11, right?
10.
Correct.
10?
Well, 11 is a report.
Yeah, 10. Is executive session, we... Something?
8 through 11, I think, is executive session.
7 through 10.
7.
7 through 10. Well, I have 8 through 11.
7 through 10, right?
Obviously, mine is not the same as yours. Because item number 11 on mine is a report on the new lease.
That's right. So 7 through 10.
Okay.
So I'd like to entertain a motion to go into executive session. Moved by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Schutz. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We're slight recess for executive session. We'll be back. All right, I'd like to entertain a motion to go back in the regular session.
So moved.
So moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries.
Okay. Excuse me. Regarding the items, the four cases set out in the executive session, all they need is authority for the Attorney General to negotiate on those cases.
I'll make a motion to authorize. Authorize Attorney General.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to move as the staff has recommended. Do you have a second? Second by Mr. Bruyette. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries.
The last item is a report on the new lease form. The new lease form, the comments from industry have been assimilated into one document for each item. There's 15 portions of the lease form, I think. 17 sections of the new lease form. And industry's comments on each one of those sections have been assimilated into a document which each of the board members has a copy of. They, rather than go over them right now. What we're going to do is we're going to have 2 4-hour sessions, one on October the 20th and one on October the 23rd. And we would ask the board members to participate, and as long as we don't have a quorum at each one, then we don't need to have an open meeting. So if any of the board members are interested, we'd like them to go ahead and let Suzanne Hyatt or Becky Roberts know which you're interested, and they'll let you know which one of those sessions you can come to, or if we don't have a quorum, you can come to both of those sessions and participate. We'd like that. We have all of these comments, and again, we're going to hash it out so that we can put together a cohesive new lease form which will incorporate those portions of the comments that we think merit being put into the new lease form. So at that point, are there any questions?
I'd like to add to that, Mr. Heck. These sessions will be on October 20th and 23rd from 10 till 2 each day or until we're finished, and we will be ordering lunch. So any board members who are interested, please let Becky or Suzanne know at your earliest convenience so we can get a head count and plan for lunch. Thank you.
What dates again?
October 20th and 23rd. That's a Monday and a Thursday. It's week after next, okay. And it's from 10 to 2.
Are there any questions? Oh, yes.
Mr. Hike has a question.
Well, I have a comment, and that is, number one, thank you very much for putting this together. I think it's really, really good, and personally, I'm going to attempt to read through it and try to absorb these particular comments. Second, I want to also thank Mr. Falcon for sending me his survey on the performance bonds, and I thought that was interesting. My thought about that is that maybe some of that research that he did may be incorporated in this presentation so that we have a better understanding of what the cost of a performance bond would be. Although, you know, his memo to me was quite lengthy. In fact, probably what should be done is maybe give each one of the board members a copy of that memorandum.
They have it.
They have a copy.
I believe that's in their binders.
Good. I didn't realize that. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Any other questions?
If not, is other issues?
There's no other issues.
If not, I'd like to entertain a motion to close the adjourn the legal and title controversy committee. Motion by Mr. Lambert, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. We're ready for docket.
The docket committee to order. Ask secretary to please call the roll.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Briette? Here. Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero? Mr. Lambert?
Here.
Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders, Mr. Smith, Mr. Klein, Mr. Hike.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, we have 9 members present and a quorum.
We have a quorum present. I appoint Mr. Macy Dennis as my designee to present the docket recommendations. Mr. Dennis.
Good morning. The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the October 8, 2014 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, please approve item number 1. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through items number 18. Item 19, approve subject to the approval of the governor. Please approve item number 20. Item 21, approve subject to the approval of the governor. Please approve items number 22 through items 32. For category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency lease transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. And for category D, advertised proposals, please approve items number 1 through item number 7. And that will complete the staff's recommendations to the docket review committee.
Thank you, sir. Are there any public comments on these recommendations? Any comments from the board?
I move to accept staff's recommendations.
There's a motion. Do I have a second? Mr. Bruyette seconds it. Is there any objection? No objection, so ordered. I need a motion to adjourn this committee. Mr. Smith makes a motion. Burette seconds it. Any objection? No objection. Mr. Chairman, this committee is adjourned.
Thank you.
We'll see you all at 11 o'clock for the regular board meeting.
All right, at this time, I'd like to convene the regular board meeting. Ms. Talley, to give us a roll call, please.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Briette? Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero? Mr. Lambert? Mr. Martin? Mr. Sanders? Mr. Smith? Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Hike? Mr. Chairman, we have 9 members present and a quorum.
Okay, great. Item 2 is election of the chairman and vice chairman. I'd like to make a nomination for chairman for Mr. Tom Arnold. I guess, sir. Are there any other nominations? All right.
You need a second of that.
Okay. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Klein. Any discussion or questions? All in favor of Mr. Tom Arnold as the new chairman? Say aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate that honor. And I'll do my best to step in Paul's shoes here.
Great. Thank you.
It's an honor, yes.
He likes to pay.
Yes.
To step up and pay. All right, and now do we have a nomination for vice chairman?
I would like to nominate Mr. Paul Segura as vice chairman. Mr. Lambert has seconded my motion for Paul to be vice chairman. He also made a motion to nominations be closed, and Mrs. Smith seconded that motion, correct?
All in favor of Mr. Paul Segura being vice chairman?
Aye.
Good thing I couldn't vote, huh? Thank you all very much. I look forward to assisting Tom.
Thank you.
So I'll hand over the gavel to you.
Great. I need approval of the September 10th, 2014 minutes. Moved by Mr. Bruyere, you approve the minutes, second by Mr. Klein. Any comments or questions from the board or from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. I'd also like to approve the committee recommendations. Item A, the lease review committee. Item B, nomination and track committee. Item C, the audit committee. And item E, the docket review committee. We're going to open up item B after this approval.
I'd like to make a motion to approve item 4A, B, C, and E as in echo. That's lease review committee, nomination and track committee, audit committee, and docket review committee.
It's been moved by Mr. Segura. Is a second? Second by Mr. Lambert. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed? Here or not, those items are approved. I'd like to reopen the Legal and Title Controversy Committee to discuss some of the agenda items.
Earlier, we requested to go into an executive session for items 7, 8, 9, and 10, and we need a slight clarification that that was a discussion for a suit entitled Vintage Petroleum, Inc. versus State of Louisiana and Blackmon Parish Government, 25th Judicial District, docket 48-788, Division A, The other item had to do with a suit entitled Clayton Williams Energy, Inc. versus State of Louisiana through the State Mineral and Energy Board and Plaquemines Parish Government, 25th JDC, number 60-073, Division B. The third of the four items is a discussion with a suit entitled Hunt Petroleum Corporation and Rosewood Resources, Inc. versus Texaco, Inc. et al., 25th JDC, docket number 34-592, Division B. And the final executive item was a discussion for a suit entitled Martin Marks Operating Company, Inc. versus State of Louisiana, 25th JDC, docket number 53002, Division A. One of the clarifications we wanted to make today.
Thank you. Is there any action required on that clarification?
No.
No, just information purpose only. I believe item five.
Five, yes, sir. It was stated that there was a request by Lobby Exploration to extend the primary term on state leases 20868 and 20869 for an additional year with an additional for a bonus payment, and we had split that up into 2 6-month options. They could take it for 6 months and pay one half of that full bonus. It was stated we'd pay a full bonus for the first 6 months and a full bonus for the second 6 months. And the item is to extend the primary term for one full year for a bonus payment, split it up half 6 months of that full bonus and the remaining full bonus if they take the second 6 months. And that's the clarification on item five.
Okay, you heard staff's clarification on that report. We do need a motion, right?
I think so, because y'all had moved with the improper.
Okay, so I need a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Second.
Move by Mrs. Smith, second by Mrs. Segura. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none, item five passes. At this time, I'd like to go ahead and close the Legal and Title Controversy Committee. Move on Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Gore. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we are closed. And I'd like to approve the adoption of the Legal and Title Controversy Committee recommendations.
Move that we approve it.
Move on Mr. Gore, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, that recommendation is approved.
There was another item to clarify. The meetings that are going to be held on the new lease form, that's for the staff and the board members only. It's not for the public.
Okay. Thank you. Are we ready for executive session to discuss the upcoming tracks?
I move we go on executive session for our technical briefing.
Second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee or from the public? Hearing none, anyone opposed? We're in executive session. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we are out of executive session. I'd like to call on Mr. Victor Vaughn to give us a staff recommendation.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. On track number 44082, the staff recommends accepting the bid of Oral Land Services. This bid by Oral Land Services totally overlaps the first bid by K Exploration. However, the second bid by K Exploration is outside of the bid portion by Oral Land Services. However, the staff recommends that that bid be rejected for insufficient consideration and that the remainder of track 44082 be re-advertised at a later date with minimums. As to the remaining tracks receiving bids, we're recommending that all of those bids be accepted.
Thank you. You've heard staff's report and recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve, please?
Move.
Move by Mr. Segura, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee or from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to that motion? Hearing none, the motion carries, and those leases are awarded. Thank you, Vic. Do you have any announcements?
Yes, sir. The total for today's lease sale is $1,196,507.92, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to just under $4.4 million. And we have two new employees that I'd like to introduce today. Both are in our mineral income division. First, we have Andrea Holder. Andrea, stand up. And she is a supervisor in our royalty reporting section. And we have David Steele. David, who is an auditor in our property section, and we're both happy to have both of them on board.
Thank y'all. Welcome. All right. I take a motion to adjourn. Move Mr. Lambert. Second by?
Me.
Segura. Vice Chairman Segura. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we're adjourned. Thank you.